My guest at this time is Brigitte Gabrielle. She is the founder of Act for America. She is also the author of numerous books. The most recent is They Must Be Stopped, Why We Must Defeat Radical Islam and How We Can Do It. We want to get her reaction today to the Obama Justice Department releasing partial transcripts of the 911 calls between law enforcement as well as the terrorist Omar Mateen from the Pulse Club massacre from a week ago Sunday. But some curious things are missing. And Brigitte, thanks very much for being with us.
I'm delighted to be back with you, Greg. Well, it is shameful what they have done, because they thought that if they can erase the most important parts, which is his pledge to ISIS, that that somehow will make the Islamic problem disappear. And to the contrary, I mean, even with all the purging that they have done of the phone call, the transcript reads like an Islamic prayer. I mean, the guy started the phone call by saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which is, in the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Beneficial, which is like, you know, the opening prayer for Islamic prayer. And he continued on. Every other word had to do with Allah. He speaks about his Islamic faith. And the mistake that we are doing, that our government is doing, Greg, and it is so frustrating, is that they think that by deleting those words that somehow the problem of Islamic radicalism is going to be swept under the carpet. And what they're not connecting is that the 9/11 hijackers, the terrorists that perpetrated the 9/11 attack, they mentioned the word Allah 90 times in their letters. 90 times. And, you know, when the September 11th report came out, the one thing that it said, we lacked imagination. It's not that we did not know that the terrorists hated us. It's not that we did not know that Al-Qaeda wanted to attack the United States. The terrorists have told us repeatedly where they stand, what they believe, why they hate us. They even use scriptures. They spoke very clearly as to what drove them, the ideology, talking about Allah. Yet, under President Bush, they refused to acknowledge the problem that Islam had anything to do with it. And under President Obama, it had gotten even worse. And through the whole transcript, the guy, Omar Mateen, never once refers to his hatred of gays, that he's attacking the club because of his gay bashing or disapproval of their lifestyle. Not once. And it is shameful that our administration would try to change the language, would try to not change, but at least delete important part of the language, thinking that the problem is going to disappear. That's exactly why we're losing this war.
Brigitte, let's go back to yesterday when we found out that this transcript would be released. The Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, was on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd, and here's what she had to say about it.
What we're announcing tomorrow is that the FBI is releasing a partial transcript of the killer's calls with law enforcement from inside the club. That'll be coming out tomorrow, and I'll be headed to Orlando.
You say partial. What's being left out?
Well, what we're not going to do is further proclaim this individual's pledges of allegiance to terrorist groups and further his propaganda.
So we're not going to hear him talk about those things?
We will hear him talk about some of those things, but we're not going to hear him make his assertions of allegiance and that.
So her assertion is that they're excluding this from the transcript because they don't want to further the propaganda. What do you make of that?
Well, they are a little bit too late about that because ISIS already took credit. ISIS has been bragging about it on its all, on their social media and on the internet. ISIS is already proud of what he did. Those who are attracted to the ISIS message already have known what this guy did. It's been all over television worldwide. So this administration is a little bit late in trying to cover up that he had any allegiance to ISIS. The cat is already out of the bag, and it came out of the bag last week. So who are they exactly trying to fool? They live in a bubble. This administration and all his advisors, they are living in a bubble, and they don't realize that our enemy and their sympathizers know exactly what is happening. Except in our own country, our government is trying to deceive its own people, we the American people. So we don't realize who we're fighting, why we're fighting them, why we need to defeat them. ISIS is already in America. ISIS has already encouraged all their followers leading up to Ramadan that during the month of Ramadan they should attack the host countries in which they live. And we have already seen those type of attacks taking place. So why are we continuing to deceive the American public? We're only lying to the American public. The enemy and people worldwide and ISIS sympathizers worldwide know that Omar Mateen pledged his support to ISIS as he started shooting at innocent people.
Brigitte, is the White House winning this PR effort? Because while you say that most people understand what exactly happened here, and the transcripts actually make it pretty clear as well, when you watch mainstream media coverage of this, Mateen is almost always referred to as a shooter, as the killer, mass shooter. Very rarely is he referred to as a terrorist or an Islamic extremist.
Well, the White House is winning this argument here at home, and that is by the deception en masse of the American public conducted through the mainstream media, who are basically carrying the water to President Obama and following the talking points of President Obama at the White House. So what is happening is we are shooting ourselves in the foot. We're not hurting our enemy. We are hurting ourselves and our own country and our own citizens because we are failing to at least educate the American public about the importance of why we need to fight and win this war. And by failing to educate our own citizens about the problem, we are failing to win the war against our enemies because our own citizens are fighting us to stop us. And that's what's happening right now. I hope that after the transcript that is released today, at least we're going to see some conversation in the mainstream media that the fact that this was a gay club had nothing to do with it. The fact that because Mateen had maybe gay tendencies had nothing to do with it. It is obviously very clear from the information that it has been released that this was a religious attack driven by a religious cause, driven by an ideology that had nothing to do with his hatred against gays. So this is why, Greg, our work, those of us who are concerned about national security, who have been following this information, we have to work twice as hard to educate the American public because we are fighting an uphill battle right now, and we have to do everything we can and gather every concerned citizen we can to basically do whatever we have to do to apply pressure on the White House and also on our members of Congress and Capitol Hill to pass the right legislation to protect the American people. And I encourage people to go to actforamerica.org. Actforamerica.org and join us. We are the largest national security grassroots organization in the country. We are the NRA of national security, and we need your support and your activism. Go to actforamerica.org and join us.
Actforamerica.org is the website. Brigitte, as always, great to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Brigitte Gabrielle is the founder of Act for America. She is the author of numerous books, including They Must Be Stopped, Why We Must Defeat Radical Islam, and How We Can Do It. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.